for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Every day in the nice little Canadian town of Beaver Mount, Ontario, is pretty much the same. Folks are polite, there's a hockey game that evening, and someone gets brutally murdered. Sorry About the Murder, a very Canadian murder mystery podcast. New episodes weekly. Listen to season one now by typing Sorry About the Murder into your favorite podcast app.
Ah, ben là!
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country, like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
Welcome to Facing Fate. It's me, your Game Master, Russ Moore. We're back for another episode today and would like you to join us on social media. You can join us on Facebook at facebook.com/facingfatecast, on Twitter at facingfatecast, and we also have a Discord for all of our shows, including Dungeons & Dragons and Facing Fate, which you can find down in the description. Along with joining us on social media, we would love if you could share us with your friends using the Facing Fate Cast hashtag. And if you do, we could use your name as an NPC in the upcoming Season 2. We're sitting down this week to finalize some world and character building for Season 2, and we'll be making an announcement as Season 1 completes. Supporters of Dumb Dragons Productions get early access to all seasons of Facing Fate. You can find out more at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast, where members also get exclusive bonus one-shot episodes that we have recorded for you, as well as an entire other podcast called Dungeon Side Scrollers, The Adventures Of, which is us playing Dungeons & Dragons, DM'd by Tom Laird, who plays Oscar Bloom. It is a fantasy story that follows three misfit adventurers as they try and make their way through many interesting and hilarious situations. We hope you have a chance to check it out, but until then, let's get to the show. Thank you, have a great week, and we'll talk soon. Facing Fate, Season 1, Lunacorp, Day 6, Part 1. The infection aboard Lunacorp main base is spreading at an alarming rate, despite the team's best efforts. Oscar, Juliana, and Rainia had an up-close-and-personal interaction with an infected personnel in Edgar, who, after being subdued, is now stored in a kitchen dry food storeroom. Daryl and Gerard began showing increased signs of aggression towards each other. Trying to break down the glass between them, an aerosolized tranquilizer subdued them, but only momentarily, before waking up and directing their aggression towards the team in the med lab. Once they returned to the facility control to attempt to disperse the tranquilizer over the quarantine crew, Lamar informed the team of old Tundra intelligence plans for another moon base that was abandoned years ago, while the team also now saw that Regina had made her way to the dorm rooms to check on her friend, Maya Kular, when an unknown vessel was seen approaching the base and the power was cut, resetting all lockdowns the team had put into place.
So we're watching the screens, like, have the other people, like, other infected people come out? Like, what are we seeing?
You see, as you begin to cycle through the screens, it's a mix. There are some of the people who stand up or get up and begin to walk towards the door, and they look like they're under full control of themselves. And you see others slowly start to rise if they're laying down, crawl forward if they were lying on the ground, and some get up and begin to aggressively move out the door and down different hallways.
Oscar, is there a way to... Is our PA system still working? Is there a way that we can contact people down there and let them know if they're feeling fine to shut their doors to get to safety and not to interact with other people?
That's a good question. I imagine if the power was cut, then, like, all the services are essentially down, but...
You could certainly try it, if that's what you want to do. There will be a roll in a crafts roll on Oscar's behalf.
Okay. I got... Let's see, my crafts is plus 4, so that is a 5. That is a superb.
We'll say you can get the PA system up and running fairly quickly. It takes you a little rerouting of different systems that are currently in place, but you get them up pretty quickly as that is asked.
Okay, I turn the microphone on and just hand it to Juliana and say, do your worst.
I look to Rania and kind of like, would you like to do the honors? Because... I've been called out once before that I'm not the boss.
As this handing is going on, you see some people who look pretty healthy, and the aggressive group of people are moving quickly towards their doors down the hall.
Okay, I'm going to take the microphone because I've been the one that's, like, been doing PA announcements. Oscar, before I do this, can you see about... shutting some doors so we can try and contain these people again, because now it's just like every door open.
Okay, I'm going to click and clack away on some keyboards.
Perfect. Hey everybody, it's Rania. You might have noticed, well, we had a bit of a power surge there, so if you're feeling good, what I'm going to ask you to do is just stay in your room, please. Just close the door. You're going to not want to be interacting with people. There's some real sickness going around, and if you're feeling okay, I know you're probably bored and stressed out, but just go back into your dorm room and close the door, and I'll update you when I know what's going on and what I need you to do next. Thanks so much.
Listen, Rania, I know that you're not trying to incite any sort of panic, but... If these people choose to take your word as something that's just a mere suggestion and they're tired of being in the rooms, they don't know what's out there. They don't know what's coming.
I mean, I can roll to see if the people that are feeling well stay in their rooms.
Rapport is probably the one you want to roll for that. Yeah.
5.
As you're giving this speech, you're watching the screens, paying close attention to the infected folk and the people who... clearly have their wits about them, are listening, and as you say that they need to, you know, close their doors, some of them are quickly moving towards their doors, others are hesitating a bit too long, and some of them, the infected, begin to enter their rooms and attack.
Russ, while I've been looking for these other ways to, like, get doors back up and running and everything, I want to do a little investigation roll. And see if I maybe stumbled across, like, any sort of reason that our power might have went out, whether it was, like, forced upon us, or whether it was, like, a circuit overload or something that maybe happened.
Oh, yeah. I was assuming it was, like, the crash, but, yeah, good question. Like, did someone, bomb us or crash into us?
2 and 3, so that's 5 again. Hey, everything's coming up superb.
You have not yet found a way to remotely close any of the doors, but as you're kind of filtering through the logs, you find that there was an override command put in, and the power was cut from a remote source.
Guys, you should really have a look at this. And I tap the screen like feverishly where it is, and I just start reading out. We got our power got spiked basically by an outside source. So I don't know what's going on, but I don't think it's safe to stay here.
An outside source? Is it the ship that the Earth is sending? When's that supposed to be here, Rania?
I don't know.
I mean, we saw it, didn't we?
I mean, I have to assume that ship we saw coming in so fast was our rescue ship. They should be here soon. They said they were coming right away, but until we can see what that ship was or that craft was, we don't have any... I can't say for sure.
Guys, what if it's not a rescue ship?
What do you mean?
What if they're just coming to clean up their mess?
Well, I have to say the thought has crossed my mind.
Well, I guess then we need to figure out if that's the case, and then if it is, what we're going to do about it. So, we need to try to get some of... Everyone isn't infected, right? We need to help those people that aren't infected.
How many escape pods do we have?
There are zero escape pods aboard this moon base.
What the fuck?
Well, that
fuck?
Was poor planning.
That kind of moon base doesn't have a fucking escape pod.
Super poor planning!
I don't want to set out for a mystery moon base, which may or may not be there until we know what was on that ship. Is there any way... No, Oscar, I need you to try and figure out the doors. Is there any way we can... I mean, I can try and call Earth, but that's got to be lower on the priority list than getting the doors closed.
Well, why don't you call Earth and figure out if this is their ship and maybe what kind of protocols they're working with? I have to tell you guys,
I don't think I can yet.
Oh, like the comm system.
If I can barely use the PA, I don't think the comm system is going to work for me to call Earth. That's why I want...
No, the moon wifi is just... It's not working.
I want Oscar suspect trying to figure out doors, not getting me...
I haven't been completely honest with my reason for being up here with you guys. And I'm not going to go into a whole lot of detail right now, but I have to say that other moon base was shut down because... of a medical emergency. And...
So, like the medical emergency we're kind of experiencing right now?
I've been sent up here to look at some particular bacteria strains and keep an eye on things and make sure that things don't go down like they did on the other moon base. But not everyone made it back from the other moon base. I was told that some people were unsavable. I don't know how much some is. I don't know if I want to wait around to figure out how much of us will be savable.
That sounds really bad, guys.
Juliana, what... Did you have any strain of bacteria from that base to compare to what we're seeing here? Is it the same thing?
The bacteria are very similar, and since I've shown up at the moon base, I have not seen a single bit of this bacteria strain. And then all of a sudden, this bacteria is in our air duct system, and I'm not sure how it got there.
Lamar pipes up and directs your attention towards the surveillance screens. He's like, guys, we got company? And you see two screens that he has up. One is of the hallway from the dorms back to the main base, and you see infected running towards the main base. And you also see a screen that shows outside of the vehicle maintenance bay, and you see a ship landing.
And does it look like a giant ship with room
does
for everyone?
Does it look
everyone?
Like a friendly ship?
Well, no, but they said they would have... Oh, we'll have room for everybody infected and non-infected, which would be,
that's
I would
true.
Think,
they did
a
say
very
that.
Different kind of ship than if they were just sending some people to, like, fucking blow us up.
Are there guns on this ship?
It does not look like it has enough room for the 75 people that should be aboard this moon base.
I don't know a whole lot about ships, you guys, but I don't think we're all going home on that.
Do I know about ships, Russ? Are ships one of my fields of study?
I'm pretty sure you've seen
ships.
A ship. I'm pretty sure both of you would know a little bit about ships.
All right, I'm gonna roll a notice roll and see if I know kind of what class of ship that is right off the get-go. So that is a 3. So that is good.
I also rolled a 3.
So wow, we are
that's
consistent.
Also good.
You recognize the ship type as an explorer ship, the Explorer 7-R4, and it, generally speaking, can hold between 10 to 20 individuals.
There's a... unless they got more of those ships coming, I don't think they're here for a rescue mission.
I agree. I mean, there's no way... They were definitely lying to me when they said they were sending enough to bring everybody home, infected and not, because that is a small ship, and there's 75 of us, so I think we need to figure out what our next plan is. Juliana, do you know if the other base was sanitized, or is it still dangerous? Is there still bacteria over there? Is that an option for us?
As far as I know, the base itself has been completely decontaminated. This bacteria needs a host to strive and thrive on. It does not exist and mutate outside of, as far as we know, a human host. So I'm going to say yes, it's probably safe for us to go, but what is our end game here? If we
there's
move
escape
our...
pods there.
What?
Escape pods. There's escape pods at the other place. Look at them. Look at the blueprints.
There's our fucking end game. Let's get all the healthy people we can do.
The way I see it, we have two options. We either try and get to that other base, or we try and get...
kill everybody on the other ship and take their ship.
I was not going to say that.
I mean, it's aggressive.
But
I
was going to say, get the healthy people on that other ship. Things are spreading pretty quickly. If there's room for 20 people on that ship, that's probably enough room.
Well, that's assuming they didn't come with 20 people.
Do you think we should try and contact the ship and see kind of what they say, or should we just stay away from them?
Well, I think we have also one more really important thing to decide is, when we leave this room, we are going to encounter some of the people who've been infected. What is our protocol? How do we interact with them? How do we keep ourselves safe?
Well, I mean, I'm a fan of zombie movies, so aim for the head.
If they're being aggressive, we know we do not have enough sedative. And, I mean, if we just release it out into the halls, we're, like, I mean, pardon my French, but we are royally fucked.
So where are we trying to go? Are we going to try and get to the ship? Or are we going to try and get to the other base? Because I think those are going to require two different plans.
We need to gather all the healthy people first.
Well, I don't want to vote on it with all the people. I think we should decide what we're going to do, and then that's what they're going to do.
And then gather the people and go.
Yes.
All right.
I mean, even Lamar doesn't get a vote, so...
Lamar gets a vote.
Oh.
He's in the room.
Thanks.
Is what's his nuts in the room too?
Franklin Sanderson. No, he was still in the laboratory.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-oh.
I don't think it's gonna go so good for old Frankie.
No. What's restored? Anything? Or is it still can we see all the cameras yet?
Yeah, more cameras have come up. Yeah, you can cycle through pretty much the entire base now.
Let's see how Franklin's doing.
You pull up the camera feed to the lab, and it is empty.
Ruh-roh.
Franklin's not there, and also Daryl and Gerard are not there.
And what about in the...
Persephone.
You flick over to the medical center, and Jenny is stuck, in the glass. Like, she had broken through and is, partway through. Brutus and Persephone are not in the medical center.
Son of a bitch.
That is not great.
You flick over to the dry storeroom, though, and that screwdriver you put in that door, Edgar's still in there.
Okay. So, votes.
I think we should get to the moon base. The other moon base.
Should we try talking to the ship that just arrived, just in case they have an actual plan and they're not just here to murder us all?
Well, what happens when you walk up and they gun you down?
Well, I think we'd use the radio, but okay.
Yeah,
I don't think anyone's suggesting we go knock on the door and say, how you doing?
I mean, I definitely wasn't. Russ, am I able to jury-rig into, their comm systems?
Yes. As you are attempting to get into their, hack into their comm system, we'll say. Lamar draws your attention back to the screen, and it's a hallway leading from the laboratory towards the vehicle maintenance bay. And you see Franklin Sanderson being chased by Brutus and Daryl. And he's running down the hall. There's no audio, obviously, but you see him running, and it, he's kind of filtering through the cameras. And then you get to a vehicle maintenance one, and the door has been opened. And there are six people standing with what looks like very large weapons in the vehicle maintenance bay. It looks like they're just kind of getting themselves ready. It looks like they hear something down the hall, and begin to move towards the hallway where you know Franklin's coming from. And then you're able to crack into their comm system.
Hey, who's there? Hi, guys at the big giant weapons. Help us, please.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Oscar Bloom, and I'm here with Juliana, Dove Joyner, and Rainia, and Lamar as well. And yeah, we're having some trouble on this here moon base, which is why I know you're here. So
we're here to help. Where are you located?
I slap him. Not across the face or anything. I just like slap his arm, like no.
Sure. Yep.
Yeah.
And I like take my finger off the comm button.
Tell them that Franklin is on his way there, being chased. I want to see what they do. Like, are they going to shoot the baddies and keep the Franklin, or shoot the Franklin
hand
and the baddies?
Hand back on the comm button. Oh yeah. One of our lab techs is running your way, and he's being chased by a couple guys.
Yeah, we have. I think we hear him coming. We'll check that out. Where were you?
We're getting interfere here.
You kill your end, and you're looking back to the screen, and you see Franklin running towards where the vehicle maintenance bay is, and you see two of these soldiers, for lack of a better term, enter the main base. And they see Franklin running panicked towards the two figures, leans forward and trips over himself. As Daryl and Gerard are closing in quickly behind, one of the soldiers reaches down to his belt and throws two knives quickly across the hall, and they sink themselves deep into the heads of the two oncoming infected. You look to the screen, Daryl and Gerard drop to the ground, and Franklin runs to them, and they grab him and escort him out of the view of the camera.
How's it going down there, guys?
Yeah, we've got it under control. Where are you? We're coming to you. And how many are infected?
Finger off the button. What do I tell this guy?
We can tell him the number infected is...
through the fucking roof?
Yeah, like, what are we up to now?
All we would know is, like, us, we think, are fine, and then whoever managed to get their doors closed in the dorm, right? So we know who isn't infected, I guess is what I'm saying. So how many is that?
Yeah, I think it's going to be closer to 20 not infected than...
So, over 50 infected.
Am I telling them where we are?
That seems like a bad idea. What do you guys think? I mean, we don't know what they did with Franklin, and why'd they cut our power? I don't feel like we can trust them inherently. I want to trust them, but I don't feel like we can.
I would maybe ask them, tell them there are 50 infected on board, but ask them about their extraction. How do they expect to get all the healthy people off? I'm assuming we're leaving the infected behind. I have no rose-colored glasses on this one, you guys.
Okay, so finger back on the button. Okay, yeah, we're thinking, I mean, rough guesstimate here, probably around 50 of the 75 or so infected. So, you know, things aren't great. There's a few in the dorms that have their doors closed, and they seem to be doing okay, and there's four of us in this room, but how do you plan on getting everyone out of here?
We have plans.
You see on the feed from the vehicle maintenance bay, the door has closed now. There are four more individuals in there, so 10 in total. And you see Franklin sitting on the ground in the vehicle maintenance bay with two soldiers by him. four more soldiers enter the facility and begin moving down towards the backside, so towards the lab and the medical center. And you see that they are carrying large bags with them, as well as their weapon.
Oscar, we can only help you if we know where you are. And the quicker we know where you are, the quicker we can get to you.
Fuck.
Tell them the uninfected are in the dorms.
Okay. Guys, we're in a pretty good situation security-wise here. There's some uninfected in the dorms that could use immediate help, though, so maybe help them first, and you can come for us later.
That wasn't nearly as vague as I was hoping it would be, but okay, I like your attention to precision, Oscar.
Oscar's very literal when he's panicked.
Hey, dude, you're an engineer. This all, like, totally tracks that you would be, like, totally, totally literal. I love it.
You hear the feed cut out, and you see the remaining soldiers in the vehicle maintenance bay look like they're listening to directions being given. Two of them stay in the vehicle maintenance bay with Franklin, and the other four begin moving into the base and towards the dorms. So they swing a right, where the other guys swung a left.
Guys, they're going to obviously be able to figure out where we are based on the fact that we're talking to them, probably. So we need to figure out what we want to do and then do it. Do we trust these people or not? Are we trying to take their ship or are we trying to go to the base? Juliana, it seemed like you were all about that base.
Well, they're not forthcoming with their plans, which means they're not even trying to subdue or pacify us in any kind of way. There's no reassurance. I think this is a clean sweep mission, and I don't plan on sticking around to...
But wouldn't they have just killed Franklin if that was the case? Why keep him alive?
But how are they going to get everyone back if there's 10 of them? That ship only holds 20 people.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now and more than 60 others can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Civilized and Realms of Peril and Glory. Fable and Folly Plus. Sign up today at fableandfolly.com/plus.
Maybe we're all going to leave and they're going to stay behind to clean out the base?
Well, that's a sweet view of the world you have, Oscar.
And what if there was only 5 infected? And they had to get 70 people back?
Because that's where things stood last time I talked to Earth.
I see your point.
I don't like to think the worst of people, but I think Juliana's right. They're not here to save us. If they were here to save us, they would have talked to us and coordinated with us, not cut off our power and landed and keep asking us where we are. So
I think they cut off our power so that anyone who we had trapped would be escaped and essentially compromise the security of the entire building. They had to open fire.
You look back to the screens, and the infected from the dorms have made it to the main base, and they've been intercepted by the soldiers who are firing at them, and they are falling to the ground, and the soldiers are beginning to work their way into the dorm. As the sound rings out, more of the infected from the dorm that you see over the surveillance cameras, they begin running and walking towards the main base and where they're hearing the sound come from.
Here's my vote. I say we try and get in a vehicle and get to that other base. If their intentions are good, they can come get us from there. And if they're bad, we're away from them and can get on the escape pods.
Okay, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar, what do you think?
I was gonna say Lamar.
I mean, fuck it, right? We're either gonna get shot or eaten here. We might as well go try it over there.
Good attitude, Lamar.
I'm a team player.
That's that kind of glass half full stuff we need right now.
Yeah.
Lamar, how many escape pods are there?
Well, it looks like there's, I don't know, enough for a full base of people. Like, it doesn't look like anybody used them when they were there.
I think we should try to get as many healthy people as we can along the way. I know we're not going to be able to search the whole base, what with the men with guns running around. But
if all those people are in the dorms, and that's where the guys with guns are,
and that's where the soldiers are.
Yeah, I don't really think we can. I think we just are kind of on our own.
I think it's just us as well, and I hope that they are here on a rescue mission and they are only killing those that are infected and gone anyway, but we can't. Well, we can. Are you suggesting we go in there and try and take on maybe the soldiers and definitely the infected?
With no weapons? I don't think that would be a very
smart
idea.
Hey, we used that fire extinguisher. We didn't use it effectively at all.
No, it was not very effective when I did that. Yeah, that didn't go over very well. You know what, you guys? I'm absolutely not a fighter. I don't want to see all these people die, but at the same time, I don't want to die myself. I say we go.
Okay, then let's go.
Ways out.
Yes.
You can either go vehicle maintenance bay.
Uh-oh.
Or you can go day room spacesuit store.
Oh, yeah.
There's another exit and vehicle storage out the back.
We know the couple of guys with guns are still in vehicle maintenance.
Yeah.
But that is only two guys with guns. Plus, we have a Franklin there.
Plus, we have a lot of... But we took all the tranquilizers, and there's tranquilizer guns, right?
Yeah.
Because we got those. Let's go shoot those two guys.
Can we check the cameras to see if there's anything in the day room spacesuit store?
Let's punch on over to that.
Lamar pulls up the day room spacesuit store and it looks to be empty.
I think that,
but that's like real far away, isn't it?
Yeah, like that's on like the other side of the base.
Like we'd have to go past the dorm to get there or go all the way around, right?
Russ, am I able to fashion some sort of hack with my smartwatch that I'm sure Oscar wears to have like control of the CCTV feed? Via, like, a mobile control?
Sure.
Okay, so yeah, crafts again?
Yes, sir.
Okay, not as great as it has been, but it's still a 3, so it's a good.
Yeah, we'll say you could probably do it. It would take you a little bit of time to figure that out, though. So if you want to do it, it will take you 5 minutes.
I don't know. I don't know if we have the 5 minutes to spare. I honestly don't. I think we need to fucking go.
I think they are on their way here, and at least the infected were mostly, well, I mean, who knows where they are? Most of them were in the dorms, though, right? Because most of the people were in the dorms. We know Edgar is still trapped because of the screwdriver.
The only two
good thinking
unaccounted
so
for
it's just the
Persephone and Brutus.
So it's just the two worst infected
it's just
one,
the
guys.
Worst ones.
What's
it's
the
fine.
Problem?
Is there a toolbox in here anywhere?
I assume more like...
I would have to think so.
It's where the ladder came from originally,
right?
Isn't it?
I walk over and I pick up, like, a heavy wrench.
Yeah. I mean, didn't we, like...
We have, like, those
we
trank
got, like,
guns
weapons
and things.
And shit.
Yeah, but
and, like, riot gear.
If, like, 5 people come at us, we're not going to be able to use all of our trank gun, like... How many trank guns?
Yeah, you've got one apiece.
We grab oxygen, sure. Hazmat suits, and tranks.
I have a feeling, though, that there's a very limited supply
also,
of
those,
the
like,
tranquilizer.
Didn't work great. Like, we want those for the human beings.
Yeah, same
exactly.
For the humans.
Franklin, right? Like,
yeah. So that's why I've got a wrench.
Yeah, I like it. I guess I also pick up... here's the thing. Lamar is, like, really into baseball. So he has, like, mm-hmm. some signed bat. That's on display.
Some of his office knickknack.
So,
oh, no, not the Daryl Strawberry.
It's got to be the Daryl Strawberry.
Lamar,
it's a weird choice to have made it like hundreds of years, but I like it.
As you guys are discussing you know, all these weapons and where to go and what to do. Lamar looks above the door, and he's got his Louisville Slugger hanging up there. And he goes and grabs it, and he says, let's do this thing.
Okay, you've got a wrench. I guess I'll get, like, some kind of, like, you know, lump hammer.
Yeah, I guess I'll grab a crowbar then, and we'll make our way.
All right, which way are you going?
Okay, well, so, again, I feel like I never know where I am. We are in facility operating, yeah?
Facility control.
Yes. Okay, we don't know where those dudes are going. You know, the super secret soldier dudes. We kind of probably assume coming for us, right?
There were four that went and you saw enter the dorm room. You hear gunfire as they are continuing their way down the hall that you see on the mm-hmm. screens as you're leaving. There are four going room to room the other direction.
Perfect.
Placing devices in each room from their large bag.
Well, that doesn't sound great. Okay.
It sounds explodey.
Okay, well then the most direct route seems like the right route, right? Like,
yeah, probably the shortest route.
Okay, is Franklin still alive?
Yeah, he's like just chilling.
If they are bringing non-infected people back there, we could get back there really easily. If they're just taking people back there who are non-infected, we can just be like, help, help, help. We'll get back there, and then we can take care of the two that are in there and steal their ship.
Great.
So your plan is to fake being one of the people in the dorms so they take us back there?
No, how about this? Maybe that is your plan. Why don't we just go, you guys? We're
yeah,
just sitting here waiting. Let's just go. We shoot him with the tranks. We take a vehicle and Franklin if he's fine and get the hell out of here.
What about the... I'm worried about the ones we're going to see on the way.
Who are we going to see on the way? The only people we're going to see on the way could be Brutus and Persephone, which would be real bad. Don't
real
get
bad.
Me wrong.
Real bad.
But the other soldiers went in the opposite direction, right?
And the other groups
and the other
in
ones
the
are
dormitories.
Past us in the dormitories.
It's like, we got a window.
Then let's just go.
Yes. Let's just go. And we're doing it, like, as stealthy and slicing the pie as we know how as a bunch of fucking nerds that work on a movie.
Do we have to roll for being, like, sneaky in the hall?
I mean, there is a stealth roll, so yep.
All right.
I got a plus one.
I have a two.
I got a five for stealth.
Fuck, Oscar is stealthy as fuck.
I know, right?
You guys exit the facility control. It takes you a minute to walk down the hallway to get back to the power distribution center, which is the nearest part of the main base. You manage to make it just outside the vehicle maintenance bay door without interacting with any of the soldiers or any of the infected.
Do we have any eyes on the situation? Is it still just the two of them and Franklin? What's happening?
Somebody peek around like the door, because it's just like a door to look in.
I've got a good notice roll.
All right.
They're all four blank, so it's just my plus three. So it's a good.
Plus three is pretty good. You peek your head around the door and you catch a view of the two soldiers. You don't see Franklin based on the view that you have.
Okay,
well, how far away are they? What's the range on these trank guns?
We'll say that the vehicle maintenance bay is about 120 feet across and they are about 60 feet from the main door.
Okay, so they're right dab in the middle then.
What's the range on our weapons?
You don't know. Because you've never had to use them at a distinctly far way. The last time you used them, it was at about 15 feet away, and it looked like it had a lot of propulsion still.
Is there, like, cover or anything? Are there, like, random boxes piled up or other vehicles, like, along the way that we could zigzag through to, like, avoid being noticed?
It definitely has vehicles in there that were being worked on. So, yeah, there would be places that you could duck behind as you enter. You're going to need a stealth roll for people entering, though.
What do you guys think? There's a big vehicle there and a few things there. We could probably meander our way at least beside these guys so we're out of view the whole time.
For sure. Or we could just walk in and say, hey, they told us to come here. We're not infected. Come in with our hands up. Lull them into a false sense of security.
Who's good at fighting? I am.
Yeah.
I have shoot as a plus one.
Oh.
And I have athletics.
I have deceive, as a
Okay, well, it sounds like it's all happening, so why don't you and Lamar, Juliana, go in, distract them. Hey, do get help. you're there for yes. help, and then yes. we will sneak in.
Yes. Yeah, all right. You ready, Lamar?
It's born ready.
Oh, his confidence is back, and I like
it. I like this new Lamar. All right, let's go. I walk around the corner with my hands up. I still have my trank gun tucked inside my back pants.
One of them looks over and they say, "Stop, hit!" Oh, yeah. keep him up.
All right, so we're taking off along the side there, Rainia.
Yeah.
Can you guys help us? Things are going wrong here.
Give me a stealth roll, Oscar and Rainia.
That is a 4, so it's great.
Yep.
2, so it's fair.
Please help us. Everything is going wrong in here. There are people that are they're different. We heard you're here to help.
Yeah, we're here to help. Hey, I thought I heard something over there, and he points the other guy to go check out over in the direction where Rainia.
Oh my God, is it one of those other people?
Don't worry. We'll figure it out. Who are you, and what do you do here?
My name is Maya. I work in the sanitation and housekeeping department. 3.
You see him kind of punch something into an arm pad, and he's like, "All right, Oscar and Rainia, what are you doing?"
Sneaking. Straight sneaking. Up sneaking.
Just doing a lot of sneaking.
He's like coming towards us now, right? The other one.
There's
is
one
like,
of the soldiers coming towards you, yeah.
Yeah, so I want to like hide and get ready with my gun so that my trank gun, to be clear.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so that I can like trank that fool.
I like drop the crowbar kind of on the ground in a purposeful manner.
So we'll say you guys are hiding behind one of the vehicles and he's like to the front of the vehicle as Oscar makes a loud noise. So he looks kind of more towards Oscar's direction, which takes him a little bit away from Rainia. Rainia, make your advantage roll.
That is a 4.
As he stops to look towards where Oscar made the noise, you see that there's a break where it looks like it's not as padded, like it's not as armored. It looks more just like a straight suit that if you were to hit along the neck region, that it would probably have a better chance of succeeding on a shot if that's what you were going to do.
Yeah, I want to take a shot.
Are they in kind of like hazmat type suits?
They're in more space suits that can go outside, but they look pretty heavily armored as well.
Gotcha.
Okay, I want to shoot him.
Roll the fight skill. So yeah, you're using it, yeah, more, yeah, you're just trying to like stab him with it essentially in the neck.
Exactly. Unfortunately, I had a very, very bad roll, you guys. It's a 3.
Yeah, okay, tell me what happens.
Well, I guess I was thinking he just kind of like goes past and I'm like hiding and I jump out. Because he's, like, looking for Oscar. I kind of just, like, launch on him and hit him in the neck with the thing. And then try and, like, stop his body if he is, in fact, tranked.
You jump out and you manage to get it into his neck. He goes to knock you back and catches you in the chest with his forearm. He stumbles back and falls into the vehicle.
I'm just talking to the other guy.
And you hear a loud clunk come from over where you know Rainia and Oscar are. And he turns and he yells, "Jensen!"
As he looks over in that direction,
Lamar sees you hesitate and he clocks the guy in the head with his bat. He knocks him to the ground.
I take the opportunity to jump on top of him and instead of using my gun, I use a syringe to... because I can use the force to stab it into the neck type area.
You jump on top of him and inject him with the tranquilizer, and he begins to try and throw you off, but it takes effect very quickly, and he is knocked out. Franklin says, "What's going on, guys? Like, they didn't say anything. They just brought me in here and just kind of pointed their guns in my direction, so I didn't move and didn't say anything."
Feel like you're being rescued, Franklin?
No, not until right now.
All right, well, let's get on this fucking plane.
We're not getting on a plane. That's a totally different plan.
Let's get on this fucking spaceship.
Let's get on a plane.
Let's get on this ship.
We're not getting on the ship. What are we getting on? We're getting in a vehicle.
It's like a truck.
Who put the doctor in charge?
Well, I'm just saying, can't we just take their ship?
I don't think we can fly their ship. I think we can take a fucking vehicle.
We also still don't know what they're doing. Yeah, we're trying to get to the moon base, not fly a spaceship.
That was the original plan.
Right. Okay, sorry. I just got really excited. I'm like, we're going to fucking hijack this ship.
You just had that great shoot. You're all like fucking jacked up on adrenaline.
So yeah, let's hop in a vehicle and fucking start it up.
Juliana, Lamar, Franklin, let's go. And we get in the vehicle closest to the door.
Lamar helps Franklin up. And you see, you're all climbing into this vehicle.
Do we not need spacesuits? I'm very concerned about the spacesuit aspect of this.
No one said we grab a spacesuit, so I'm just going with what you guys say.
Yeah. I grab a fucking
The doors
spacesuit.
Are all open, but the, outside door, I'm sure, is somewhat contained. Whether or not it's, some sort of spacey lock type thing where it just can, electronically lock, or if it's actually shut, I don't know. But there's if Franklin was in here without a spacesuit, I'm pretty sure it's okay to be in here without a spacesuit.
No, but if we're getting in a vehicle and driving,
yeah, but isn't the vehicle safe?
If you're in the vehicle, it's gonna have its own containment system.
Yeah, but that's how they got infected to begin with.
But because they were outside,
they brought something back with them.
They have to be outside to mine, so that's why they have to wear the suits.
I know.
We are literally driving from one base to another.
I'm very concerned about this.
Aren't we going
to
be
Juliana
in
a spacesuit to get in her spacesuit while in the vehicle? She's changing in the backseat. She's concerned.
So we get in the vehicle, and you have a spacesuit, and then we're revving it up and ready to go.
You climb into the harvest truck. Lamar hops in and begins firing things up. He's like, oh, I hope this works. And as he hits enter, the bay door begins to open. Outside the bay door, you see on the landing pad the spaceship. Lamar begins to drive out and past, and you see in the rear view two soldiers run out and begin firing at the truck.
I click my space helmet on and I say, "You guys laughed.
It's true, we had it coming."
Right? A window cracks. What the fuck are you gonna do then? Hmm?
He floors it as fast as this thing will go, and it kicks up moon dust and fires it back into the vehicle maintenance bay. You begin to drive off as quickly as you can, and you see the two soldiers standing at the edge, and they begin shaking their heads, but then head back in. You drive for several hours, and Lamar brought the exact coordinates where you needed to go.
Did Lamar also bring his Hot Jams playlist?
Yes.
Oh, good.
Okay. Yeah. That was a long pause.
Three,
I wasn't sure if we were going to get those hot jams, guys.
Several hour trip without any tunes.
Hell, there's some good tunes that he's got going on. You guys are just jamming to the tunes. You're high-fiving about how you made it out. And you pull into the Tundra Industries base. And the bay door begins to open as you drive up. And you pull in, and the lights flicker on as the motion sensors go. And you hear the ventilation systems fire up, and they begin circulating air within, and you can hear that through the walls of the harvest truck. Bay door closes, and you are now in the Tundra Industries base.
Well, it's really good luck that all the solar panels that have been put up been miraculously maintained over the years.
Yeah, it's
just
great.
It's just good luck.
All right, where are we? Just go hit those escape pods and get out of here.
All right, let's find our way to those escape pods.
Let's do it.
You crack the door to the harvest truck cautiously, and you feel a rush of air come in. You begin to file out and move your way towards the door to the main base, and you hear a noise behind you. And you turn around and you see Brutus and Persephone hop off the back of the truck.
What the fuck?
Excellent.
And they begin moving towards you.
Facing Fate, Season 1, Lunacorp, Day 6, Part 1. With your Game Master, Russ Moore, and players Amy Moore, Carla Maxted, and Tom Laird. Theme music by Eli McElveen. All other music by Kevin MacLeod of Incompetech.filmmusic.io. Artwork by Kessie Rilinicki. The game system used is Fate Core by Evil Hat Productions. Our supporting producers are Christian Brown, Creighton's Raven, Devin Michaels, Gabriel Lynch, Jacob Madden, Joshua Dixon, and Kat Waterflame. Follow and share episodes to your friends on Twitter at FacingFateCast or Facebook.com/FacingFateCast. Become a patron of Dumb Dragons Productions today to support Facing Fate and hear the entire first season, as well as becoming the first to hear future seasons and join monthly hangouts with the cast. Visit and join us on Patreon at patreon.com/dumbdragoncast. A Dumb Dragons Production.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Oh, hey, friends, it's me, your Dungeon Master, Russ Moore. You don't know me, but I'm going to introduce you to Dungeons & Dragons, where I play D&D with my friends, and they're going to become your friends, because
you're going to love us so much. I mean, maybe you won't love us, but we'll love you.
Let me give you a taste of the show in 42 seconds. Let's go!
You must have a flask?
He's got a satchel.
That's the most disappointed way I've ever heard anyone say the word satchel.
How much is a donkey cost?
Russ, how much is a donkey cost?
The question everyone wants to know.
For 1 hour.
It's concentration, so if you do another concentration spell...
It's abjuration, you doink.
It's concentration.
I mean, that sounds like exactly the sort of person you should probably tell your friends about. The kind that are there and say, like, weird, mysterious things and then just disappear?
Yeah, that's why I'm telling you.
Okay.
Also, he had three eyes.
Oh!
We're having this rager. I mean, Lich Astley and the Magic Missiles is going to be playing later tonight.
Is he ever going to give you up?
Never going to give you up. Never going to let you down. Orcus is going to rule all and he won't desert you. What else do I need to tell you? We're Dungeons & Dragons. You can find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or at dumbdragons.com. We can't wait to adventure with you.